science, or general revelation will never help you find God. Dr. Lawrence Terlizzese helps you fill in the gap now on Probe.
When theology students talk about general revelation, they mean science. God shows himself through the natural world, the movement of the stars, the rhythms of biology, the complexity of chemical synthesis, the beauty of the Grand Canyon, and the like. Invariably, they almost always neglect human nature as a prominent theological source, an acute reversal of theological priorities. Comparatively, the Bible says very little about the nature of the cosmos and the animal kingdom. Instead, it focuses on Adam's race, humanity. The Bible is mostly about Israel's reluctance to serve God, their obstinate disobedience, the refusal to recognize absolute righteousness of the one God, the pleading of the prophets to return to the truth, their judgment, and horrifying dissolution. But final salvation, thanks only to the divine mercy of their heavenly Father, all Israel will be saved, Romans 11:26. The theological reversal of priorities places science and reason over religion and faith, which interprets human nature in light of the cosmos, rather than the cosmos in light of human nature and salvific transformation. As Adam goes, so goes nature. Cursed is the ground because of you, Adam. This reversal is reminiscent of C.P. Snow's critical paradigm called the two cultures, the theory that modern epistemology splits between science and the humanities, or said simply between religion and science, creating an imbalance that favors one way of knowing over the other. Evangelicals are quick to latch onto the split in knowledge that recognizes all things scientific and technological as gifts from God, yet disparaging the humanities as a polluted well. However, science is not general revelation. It is only the philosophical lens used to interpret it, which is not incorrect, just incomplete. A consistent application of general revelation must include the humanities as a valid source of knowledge on human nature as equal to science. Lewis Berry Chafer argued decades ago that theology uses any and every source.
This has been Probe with your host, Dr. Lawrence Terlizzese. Sort out the need for general and special revelation. Get your free copy of Lawrence's transcript on black holes and archangels at probe.org/radio. And join us next time here on Probe.
Most evangelical theology divides revelation, or God's self-disclosure, into two categories, called general revelation and special revelation, a division of knowledge going back at least to St. Thomas Aquinas, receiving its greatest expression in the early modern period with the theory of the two books by Francis Bacon. The first book of the knowledge of God comes from the natural world, discerned and interpreted by reason, open to all. Hence, general knowledge. Modern science and philosophy, grounded in rationalism, develops from this theological base. The second book of knowledge of God was considered Holy Scripture, discerned and interpreted through faith, supported by reason. Hence, it is not open to all, only the faithful. General revelation refers to the knowledge of God outside of the Bible, in nature, history, and personal experience. It is open to all people, and anyone can understand it. Special revelation refers to the knowledge of God revealed in the Bible alone, such as the dual nature of Christ as the God-man, the Trinity, and the story of redemption and the knowledge of salvation. It is special because only those who accept the Word of God by faith know these truths discerned by the Spirit of God, 1 Corinthians 2. The two forms of revelation always complement each other. However, we are saved through special revelation and never through general revelation, which largely teaches humanity's need for God, but offers no solution because that will only be found in special revelation. God's presence is revealed in nature, but in a very limited way. People talk about the love of God, but that is not a concept drawn from the natural world. The poet Tennyson said, "Nature is red in tooth and claw," meaning nature is cruel and unforgiving. The reality of nature as hostile and uncaring does not reflect the character of God. Seeing a grizzly bear mother eating its young on a nature documentary convinced me of the truth of Tennyson's statement. General revelation means God reveals himself through the humanities as well as the sciences. The opening of the evangelical mind begins with the view of revelation that takes the arts and humanities as seriously as the sciences as a valid source of knowledge. As the astronomer sees and reflects the divine glory of the cosmos, so the philosopher, musician, novelist, and film artist reflects the inner light of soul. As complicated, profound, and stunning as a swirl of galaxies, as explosive as a supernova, and as deep and forbidding as a black hole, artists explore the remote and inhospitable depths of inner space. Art explores inner recesses of human nature and delivers subjective knowledge on the topics such as anxiety, alienation, despair, not quantifiable or objective, but just as real and valuable to Christian theology as the scientists' observations. Theologian of culture Paul Tillich insightfully argued that art was the spiritual barometer of culture. In order to understand culture and the ultimate questions it asks in relating the gospel message, the theologian must turn to philosophy, literature, paintings, music, etc. Jeffrey Burton Russell writes, "This question of how we know seems unfamiliar because we have been brought up to imagine that something is either real or not real, as if there were only one valid worldview. Given the overwhelming prestige of natural science during the past century, we usually go on to assume that the only approach to truth is through natural science. It seems to be common sense. There are multiple truth systems, multiple approaches to reality. Science is one such approach, but science is a construct of the human mind, based on an undemonstrable assumption of faith. There is no scientific proof of the basis of science. Science has its limits, and beyond those limits, there are, like other galaxies, other truth systems. These other systems are not without resemblance to science. We can only guess what thought structures exist among other intelligent beings. Only novelists, filmmakers, poets, and theologians can communicate the possible thought structures of angels, demons, or ETIs. How does the thought process of an archangel differ from that of a seraphim and cherubim? The Star Trek franchise may be our best introduction to alien civilizations in the absence of any hard evidence." The recent science fiction movie Elysium, 2013, depicts the human condition as it has existed throughout human history and extends it to the space station Elysium. In the year 2154, the class difference between the haves and have-nots appears in bold relief. Elysium is a haven for the wealthy and technologically powerful elite who ruled sub-proletariat peoples of Earth, living in squalor, misery, and deprivation. The few control the many through the accumulation and withholding of wealth and technological power, especially medical machines, med bays, that reverses cell damage and heals all sickness and disease, granting virtual immortality. A self-appointed champion of the people, Max DaCosta, Matt Damon, with nothing left to lose, mounts an assault on Elysium and accomplishes the impossible. A revolution that gains control of the space station's computer system and the robot guardians turning them against the establishment, bringing relief to the people of Earth. Elysium serves as a great cinematic example of liberation theology and window into the human condition that never changes despite technological acceleration that empowers the few to control the many. The Enlightenment idea of progress envisions a global advance of humanity across all social lines. Any concentration of power and wealth in an elite group to the neglect of the rest of the planet, regardless of how technologically advanced or socially integrated, is not progress, but regress. Elysium reflects contemporary global conditions, the status quo, the way things actually are. When technological acceleration grants the world equal social conditions, such as the elimination of poverty, hunger, and disease, then we do justice to the word progress. In the absence of social equality, technological growth renders the same absolute social imbalances and universal disillusionment in the modern world as existed in the late Roman Empire. The concentration of power in an elite, ruling ruthlessly over the masses without hope of change, except on a global scale that moves rapidly towards dissolution, where robot guardians replace the Praetorian Guard. There is no saving knowledge of God in history, science, economics, philosophy, math, or whatever. No, no, no. I'm in complete agreement with Karl Barth on this point. 999. No, absolutely not. Never. The saving knowledge of Christ comes only through the Word of God and centers on the work of Jesus Christ for all mankind. The knowledge of God in general revelation is not saving knowledge of the gospel. If one could know God through the means of general revelation, then it would make special revelation and the coming of Christ superfluous and useless. General revelation only condemns and functions for Gentiles like the law of Moses for the Jews. General revelation prepares humanity for special revelation. Knowledge of God and the human condition in general revelation creates the need for special revelation. General revelation shows humanity its sinfulness and need for a Savior. How majestic is your name in all the earth, who have displayed your splendor above the heavens. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Job gave the only possible answer as a finite being when reminded of the wonders of God's creation. I know you can do all things. I declare that which I did not understand. I retract and I repent in dust and ashes. General revelation demonstrates God's absence from humanity. It reveals the unknown God. Acts 17:23. Special revelation meets the need for reconciliation with God in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Salvation cannot come from any other avenue than special revelation. A major theological premise, according to Barth, all revelation is special revelation, and all revelation imparts the saving knowledge of Christ. General revelation brings the knowledge of God's absence, much as the Mosaic law brings the awareness of sin, Romans 1-3. But only to set us up for the knowledge of the Savior that comes from hearing the gospel of Christ preach. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ, Romans 10:17.